The Matildas, they got back-to-back games against the world champions, the USA, at Homebush Saturday afternoon and, of course, next Tuesday at Newcastle as well. And joining us is 22-year-old Sydney FC striker. She recently made her international debut against Brazil, Remy Simpson, joining us. Morning, Remy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Great to have you on the show. And you got a taste of the action in the green and gold. How was it and what did you learn about how much of a step up it is as well?
Yeah, it was an absolute dream come true for me. I've dreamt of playing with this team for a very long time. So as soon as I got a taste for it, I was left wanting more for sure. So I felt very honoured to be able to make my debut in Sydney. And yeah, the level is just second to none. It's the league and the level that everyone wants to be at. And I feel privileged that I got to make my debut and be in that competition.
Yeah, Remy, it's exciting when you first, make your international debut and getting called up into squads like the Matildas. But did you have to find yourself sort of taking a step back and not being overawed by some of these girls that you've watched and idolised in the past?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's definitely a level of respect. And I've obviously looked up to the majority of these girls practically my whole life. So I was definitely in awe of them when I first came into camp. But they are just so amazing, both on and off the pitch, and just great people. They made me feel welcome straight away. And, they're just like me and just like you, just another person. But, yeah, they're very nice girls and they help me both on and off the pitch. So I feel privileged to be able to play alongside them and learn off them both individually and as a group.
Yeah, well, you're playing alongside of arguably the best in the world in Sam Kerr. And tell us about playing with her. What did you notice, just maybe even something so small, that sets her apart?
She's just the ultimate professional, both on and off the pitch. And she makes such a great captain. She's a great leader, both on and off the pitch. And, yeah, I feel very honoured and privileged to be able to have played alongside her and learn off her. And we play pretty similar positions. And she's just a pleasure to watch but also learn off. So I can't speak any more highly of her.
And how has the camp been considering the challenge coming up against, the back-to-back world champions as it stands, the USA?
Camp's been great. We're all really excited for the games coming up and there's a really good vibe around the group. And I know that these games against the USA are going to be a tough one, but a very competitive one. And I know that we've got world-class players and they do too. So I think it'll be a very entertaining match. And I just encourage everyone to go get their tickets to come support us and watch us take on world-ranked number one USA.
With competitions for spots being so hotly contested, I'm sure there's a lot of intensity at training.
Definitely. Every time you step foot into an environment like this, you're going to be competing for spots, and that's what makes it so special and such a good environment when everyone's bringing something to the table and people are fighting for their position. So it just makes the group as strong as it can be. So I think it's just a good thing that everyone's so competitive and wanting to play.
You talk about bringing things to the table, Remy. What are your strengths as a player?
That's a hard answer to question, a hard answer to fill, but I like to think that I'm a hard worker and I just like to try and play my natural game, which is to hold the ball up as best I can and try and link people into the game. So I guess I would probably go along the lines of that.
We're talking to Remy Simpson, of course, Sydney FC striker, but with the Matildas as well. And before those Brazil matches, Remy, you went and trained with a Danish club. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, it was a really cool experience to be able to experience an overseas club as well as be away from home and be with my other teammates of Karakuni Cross, Courtney Nevin and Jamila Rankin. We all got super close very quickly, but the team we trained with was Fortuna Horing and we had a great time there and they were super professional and we feel that we really grew as people and as players. So we really thoroughly enjoyed that experience and we thought that we could bring that experience back into the next camp and I think that we did that.
Is that something you want to do more of in the future, Remy? Go over there and play in other leagues around the country?
Yeah,
around the world, sorry.
Definitely, and definitely after having that taste of overseas football, I've played in the WPSL in America when I was younger overseas and I loved that and I've now experienced a European club with Fortuna Horing in that short period and yeah, it just makes me wanting to look more overseas and look at my options overseas because I think I could definitely see myself taking that route.
No doubt we'll get a great gauge on where we're at against the USA. What are their strengths? What makes them, aside from obviously the results, but what makes them the number one team in the world?
Yeah, obviously they have quality players and they've been ranked number one for a while now, so you can't look far past that. But they are just a very fast-paced, physical, strong team, and they've got some great technical players. But I think it'll be a very entertaining match. Like I said, we have some great calibre of players in our squad, and I think that it'll be a tight match this, these two matches. But I have full faith and confidence that we can get the job done.
Well, we're only a couple of years away from having a World Cup here in Australia. What would it mean to you to be part of the Matildas team?
It would be an absolute dream come true, playing in the biggest event in football right here on our doorstep and in New Zealand, and to be able to play in a World Cup in front of your friends and family. I don't think there's anything more special than that. So I'll be doing everything I can physically and mentally to be part of that squad, and I really hope that I can don the green and gold in come 2023.
Is that the added sort of motivation for you, Remy, knowing that you're 2 years away and you've got to put your best foot forward in every session, to show to the coach that you're deserving of an opportunity?
Yeah, definitely. I don't take any of these opportunities lightly. I take them with both hands, but I know that they don't come easily, and I just want to put my best foot forward every time I get given an opportunity to be in and around this environment. And that's definitely extra motivation, obviously having the World Cup right here on our doorstep, but also the Asian Cup coming up and plenty of other big tournaments. But it's going to be an interesting few years, and I really hope that I can keep making the squad and just keep improving both on and off the pitch.
Well, when you're away from the Matildas squad, do you get much feedback off the manager?
Yeah, we do. We have great connections with our staff, and they're always constantly giving us feedback and wanting the best for us and wanting to help us improve. Obviously, we're not all in the same environment all year, so we have to be training extra hard to make sure we're ready when we're ready to come back into camp and bring our strengths and see what we can do together as a group. So we have a great staff who are really involved, and I definitely think that makes the world a difference.
Well, 3 p.m. kickoff, Homebush, great atmosphere it promises to be. And being a Northern Beaches girl as well, I'm guessing you probably have plenty of family and friends coming to the game?
I sure do. I think practically half the Northern Beaches will be there cheering us on. So, I'm very excited. And I know that a lot of the girls who haven't seen their families in a while are very excited as well. So we can't wait to see everyone there, and hopefully we can get 3 points.
Yeah, so we urge everyone to get their tickets for the Matildas USA. And Remy, let's hope we see you getting plenty of minutes in that gold jumper. Well, for a lot of time going forward. And thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks so much for having me on.